universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Monday, January the 22nd, 2018. Do you know where your government is? You're having a holiday. It'll be paid later. It may create some financial issues for some of the people who are on a federal payroll, but don't worry. They'll be paid eventually. And this is a paid vacation for them. They just get paid after the vacation. They may have a little bit of cash flow issues. We'll talk about what has actually shut down, but I was actually able to make it to work today. You probably are able to make it to work as well. America hasn't shut down without the government. As many people, many of us are saying, and I've seen some memes out there of a half-blown up Death Star say, hey, this is it's out of service right now, but I'm afraid they're going to patch it up and restart it, and it's going to be bigger and worse than ever. Because now what they're talking about in terms of their compromise, the Republican compromise bill that is running through by some individuals that we will name later, actually pushes E-Verify, which means that you and I will need to get verification, electronic verification, before we can actually get a job. We will have to apply not only for a job from employers, but then the employers will have to apply for permission from Washington in order to hire us. Does that bother you? Does that bother you as a libertarian? Does that bother you as a Christian? Does that bother you as a businessman, as an employee? It ought to bother you if you understand what's going on with this. They continue to extend their tentacles into every aspect of our life. So in order to provide for the dreamers, it's not enough that they enslave us with taxes to pay their education, their free kindergarten through senior high school education, 13 years of free school, subsidized college, and so forth. Welfare, if they want it. No, now we're going to have to be enslaved for permission to work. Of course, welfare will still be a right. Work will require the federal government's permission. I have a big problem with that. And we're going to talk about that. But before we talk about this juvenile shutdown of our government, which I wish they would just keep it down, turn it off. They're going to have essential services going, like the military and so forth. That's actually something that's in the Constitution, although not with all the wars that we have going on. It was actually envisioned as a much smaller force, very, very small. Our defense is really supposed to be provided by an armed citizenry and a professional Navy, or by extension an Air Force, to give us a first line of defense. But armies are used to occupy and to oppress people. And I don't like to see an unconstitutional standing army that never stands down, because what happens is it turns into an empire. At first, they send this professional standing army abroad to fight multiple wars and eventually come here as occupying forces. And that's what the founders warned us of. Said that the forces that we use abroad will eventually be used for oppression here at home. That's why they didn't want a standing army. But besides the military, which they actually have justification for in the Constitution, and we do actually need a military, most of these other functions that are being shut down as unessential are unessential. They are areas that the government has involved us in our everyday life where the government should not be involved under the 9th and 10th Amendment. And we have some interesting news coming up today in terms of government interjecting itself into our lives at a level that they should not be interjecting themselves. We'll be talking about the first trial coming up to push back on Jeff Sessions saying that he is going to overturn the 10th Amendment and he's going to overturn medical marijuana issues and so forth. You know what the first trial is going to be? A 12-year-old girl with epilepsy. Talk about bad optics. That's bad optics. We're going to tell you what's going on with that, as well as what happened in Afghanistan over the weekend. So stay with us. The real shutdown of our government is the shadow government. And we're going to talk about the memo as well that is floating around. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, it's Monday, January the 22nd, 2018, and actually, life goes on without the federal government. Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine if we could actually shut down these different offices. And actually, President Trump has done a pretty good job of that this last year. He's gotten rid of 22 regulations for every new one that they came out with. I think there's entire agencies that need to go. But today we're going to talk about what actually shuts down. We have a new deadline, high noon. Cue the music if we had it, right? I thought you loved me. Democrats, you shut down the funding to the federal government. What a betrayal. So we're going to talk about that. And as I'm looking at the news feed at InfoWars and seeing that picture of Conan O'Brien saying, Haiti, this isn't an S-hole. And he's out there, he's out there living it up in the beautiful waters and the mountain background. And I can't imagine what the people on Twitter have said about it. I haven't read the article, but I'm sure they trolled him for saying, poverty? What poverty? We've got all this money here. The Clintons have put me up in this nice hotel here, and things just look great. I don't see any problem at all in Haiti. So I'm sure that not really thinking about the optics. And when we talk about bad optics, we got a story here that I'm going to get to in just a moment. The first case that is going to go against Jeff Sessions' unconstitutional overreach. And I'm really glad that we're going to have this discussion. The first case is going to be a 12-year-old girl suffering from uncontrollable epileptic seizures, and the only thing that will stop it is medical marijuana. And that's Jeff Sessions' top priority, to take that medical marijuana away from that young girl. But let's talk about what's going on in Afghanistan over the weekend. Actually, pretty amazing. Siege at Kabul Hotel. They said it was a violent, very violent 24 hours. It wasn't just what happened at that hotel. They had 24 hours of violence across Afghanistan. About 50 people were killed in four different provinces. And this is a war now that's going into a year, about 16 and a half years. New York Times says 16 years, 16 and a half years. And one of the most of the publicity centered around this hotel in Kabul, Afghanistan, the capital. A spokesman for the government said that 14 foreigners and four Afghans had been killed in the attack, that 10 others, including six members of security forces, had been wounded. But local news outlets put the number of dead at 43. So the government says it's 18. Local news outlets say it is 43. They pinned down security forces there for more than 13 hours. Well, kind of like Benghazi. But they fought it out there in that hotel for 13 hours. It was five gunmen armed with suicide vests. Afghan security officials confirmed that the 34 provincial officials that were at the hotel were participating in a conference that was organized by a telecommunication ministry. So they had provincial officials there. They had foreigners who were at that hotel. It's evidently the hotel for foreigners to stay in. That's why it became the target. They said a fire broke out at the hotel as the fighting raged. Sounds of explosions could be heard throughout the standoff. They had live TV footage showing people trying to escape the windows on the upper stories. You've probably seen the video footage of that, tying sheets together into ropes and trying to get out as it was on fire, explosions going on. And so the question is, what does winning look like after 16 and a half years? What does it look like to win? You know what? If you want a perpetual war, you couldn't go to a better place than Afghanistan. I don't know what it is, terrain, the people, whatever. That is, it has bogged down and destroyed every empire that has gone there. Whether it is the Soviet Empire or the British Empire or now the American Empire, it is a quagmire. And I don't think this war will ever be won. We don't have a definition of winning. I think the definition of winning is to stay there for decades. And as we pointed out before, there's a lot of resources in Afghanistan that our shadow government, and that's what we're going to talk about coming up when we talk about the memo. That's the real government shutdown, folks. Forget about all the bureaucrats that are going to get a paid vacation with deferred pay. The real government shutdown is what's centered around the memo, and I'm going to get to that after we do our news break. The real government shutdown is a shutdown of the republic by the shadow government, and the shadow government would love to stay in Afghanistan forever. They have access to all of the poppy. They can produce opium and so forth there in Afghanistan. They have the world's largest known supply of lithium for car batteries that they are pushing so desperately on everybody, whether we like them or not. So there's a lot of reasons for them to stay there. There's natural resources. It's a perpetual business model for the military-industrial complex. So it is definitely winning for the military-industrial complex, for the shadow government. It's not winning for the American people, not winning for the American republic, if we want a constitution, if we want to live peacefully with other people. And so, of course, today we have the noon meeting. High noon meeting with Chuck Schumer. It's now being called the Schumer shutdown, even by the mainstream media. They expect this vote today to fail, and we'll go into why they expect that to fail later on. Now, there were a couple of marches over the weekend. One of them got a lot of publicity. The other one was totally ignored. The one with all the loony women dressed up as vaginas and the men wearing their little pink cat hats, if we put it that way. I've seen these people, and it's like, of course, the meme is, and they want to tell us that Trump is crazy. I mean, these people who are at this, these protests and saying that they're standing up for women, and yet they totally ignore the fact that millions of young baby girls are being killed every year. So there was another march about that. It didn't get too much media attention, and not that many people showed up for it. That's a situation that's been going on for 45 years. This is the first time a sitting president has addressed that meeting. And of course, Vice President Pence did as well. Even Paul Ryan went there. Paul Ryan, who really hasn't done much on any of this. And that's my point. This has been going on for 45 years. And now we have Republicans in the House, in the Senate, in the White House, in control. Why are we still looking at this? Why don't they do something about this? Now, President Trump did say, under my administration, we'll always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life. And as other Republican presidents since Ronald Reagan have done, he invoked the Mexico City resolutions, which would stop the funding of abortions abroad. Doesn't stop the funding of abortions in America by Planned Parenthood. But non-governmental organizations in foreign countries don't get American money under this if they do abortions. They have to certify that they don't do abortions. And my question is, why are we still funding it here in America? But that's the way that it goes. And you had Vice President Pence say 45 years ago, the Supreme Court of the United States turned its back on the unalienable right to life. Well, actually, they turned their back on the Constitution. See, this, like so many other issues that get into the micromanagement of our lives, doesn't belong to the Supreme Court. It doesn't belong to the federal government. And most people would say that it shouldn't belong to the state to make these decisions. But that's really the level at which it ought to be done, at the state level. That's where it's easiest for the people's will to be expressed. But we allowed this to be done. We allowed them to turn their back on the Constitution. He said, in that moment, our movement began. And when I look at this in the 45 years, and I'm not complaining, the people who are trying to keep this issue alive need to be congratulated and celebrated. But one part of me looks at this and says, it's looking like the marches that we continually have about cancer and now autism. And it becomes a cause, and yet we never look at the root situation of it. Now, I understand the people are out there desperately trying to get people to understand the root situation of this. And I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the politicians who don't do anything about this. The politicians who use this to get votes, but they never stop it. You know what's right and wrong. You're there to talk about this. Stop it. You can stop the funding of this. You can lay down the law as to what's going on. But, of course, it's Facebook that is trying to stop the funding of a crowdsourced movie about Roe v. Wade, a movie that would have John Voight and so forth. But, of course, Facebook is going to censor that. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Jeff Sessions' crusade on pot is about to run into a wall. He's about to go to court to fight a 12-year-old girl with epilepsy. This 12-year-old girl began suing the government as he said that he was going to take this off last fall. Her name is Alexis Bortel. She filed a lawsuit against Attorney General Jeff Sessions last fall. She says she has to do this to save her life. She has epilepsy. And as Yahoo is pointing out, Jeff Sessions has made it his life's mission to make it impossible for her to access the only drug that has kept her seizures at bay. And that drug is cannabis. And to talk about her experience, and let's talk about this a little bit. Actually, she's from Texas, and she might be one of these families. Her family might have been one of the ones that got our conservative libertarian representative here in Texas, David Simpson. I think that guy is a hero out of Longview. He stood up to the TSA. He stood up to the DEA. He'll stand up to any alphabet agency that tries to take our freedom, especially when they come after our children. And he got the House to unanimously say that the TSA wasn't going to molest children. But then you had our former lieutenant governor, former CIA agent, work with the Senate to shut that down. But let's get back to this, where he was able to get through in Texas, even though we don't recognize medical marijuana, he was able to get through an exemption for this particular case. And there were parents in his jurisdiction that were having to go to Colorado to get this done, but some could not afford to do that. You can't just pick up and go to do that. And so here's their personal story. As a father said, we were literally folding clothes, and Alexis was sleeping on the couch one day. All of a sudden, I heard her make this shriek. I mean, it was like a scream of terror. I looked over, and Alexis is stiff as a board, on her back, and spasming. She was diagnosed with epilepsy in 2013. 3 years ago, she began taking medical marijuana, and her seizures disappeared. And now Jeff Sessions wants to shut down that option. They said, we're very optimistic that the case is going to come out the way that it should, which is that the Controlled Substances Act is going to be found unconstitutional, said her lawyer. This is very important. As I've said many times, the best way to get rid of a bad law is to rigorously enforce it. That's what President Ulysses Grant said. And Jeff Sessions is going to prove that for us again. Several other plaintiffs, a former professional football player, a veteran, and another child are also included in this lawsuit. Her horrible seizures forced her family to move to Colorado from Texas so she could use products with compounds that were derived from marijuana. Due to the concentration of THC in one of the products that she uses, she can't cross state lines, she can't get on an airplane, she can't set foot on a military base, and she can't go into other federal buildings or lands, they say. At home, here, as she was diagnosed with epilepsy, they tried all the mild drugs. Nothing worked. And so then she was left with just two options. The first one was was to have surgery to remove part of the brain tissue. Parents said, I don't think we'll do that. The other one was a drug. It's called Felbitol. And it carries a black box warning, which is how they refer to it. It is the most serious warning that the FDA puts on any drugs because of possible side effects, very serious side effects, extremely dangerous side effects. Felbitol has been associated with a serious bone marrow disorder and with liver failure. But Jeff Sessions says he doesn't care because he's going to try to protect people who want to use this recreationally, even to the extent if they ruin their lives using drug abuse. He's going to punish a 12-year-old girl who needs it for medical use. And by the way, it hasn't ever worked, even if he means well, even if he wants to save somebody from addiction. We should know now, after 47 years, that sending armed SWAT teams after individual users hasn't stopped the use whatsoever. Trying to do it by law enforcement is a total failure. But getting back to her story, the family decided that they would take the Felbitol, the dangerous drug, because they're not going to do brain surgery and remove part of her brain. So they say, well, let's do this. We'll risk the serious bone marrow disorder and liver failure. So they're on their way to fill the prescription, and the pediatrician had a pang of conscience and called them and said, here's something you could try. Why don't you go to Colorado and try cannabis? And they did. Weeks later, they moved, they packed their bags, they drove to Colorado, and she started taking a tincture of cannabidiol, I think is the way you pronounce that, and a spray with THC. She still gets the auras. That's the warning signs that she's about to have a seizure. But she hasn't had a full-blown episode in the last 3 years. She doesn't get high, Jeff. This is something that is used to save her life. And you want to take that away from her. They said the only side effect is a constant threat from federal law enforcement. The threat of imprisonment. So the government, however, still has this as a Schedule I drug, which says that it has no medical uses. And this goes back to the act that was passed in 1970, the Controlled Substances Act, which was, as I've pointed out many times, an exact template from the United Nations that was created in 1961. And they passed all this and declared the war on drugs in 1971, but it had all the drugs in the four different schedules. Her lawyer is representing her pro bono. He says this is the longest brief he's ever filed in his career. He believes the act is unconstitutional. It isn't just his own belief. It actually is unconstitutional. He said it violates Americans' fundamental right to travel, as well as the Commerce Clause of the Constitution, and the First, the Fifth, the Ninth, and the 14th Amendment. I don't know why he doesn't have the 10th Amendment in there, but good for him. He's pointing out this whole thing is unconstitutional. And I want you to see just one clip here of how this type of stuff goes down. Here's a clip of a handicapped man who had been panhandling, and they told him, go away, so he leaves. He takes his money, he goes to a convenience store, and he's eating a sandwich in his car, and the cops come up and want to arrest him. He's got half a gram of cannabis. Now, to translate that, in California and these other places where they've legalized it, you have the legal ability to keep 1 ounce. There's 28 grams in an ounce. So this guy has half a gram. He's got 1/56th of the legal amount. And I want you to see what happens.
Arrest you for resisting without violence. Now, I give you a lawful order to get to the back of the vehicle.
And he's reaching over to get his cane because he's handicapped and he can't get out of the vehicle without his cane.
Get on the ground!
He's showing them his handicap sticker.
Get on the ground!
He's got his service dog there with him. He's trying to get his cane so he can get out of the car and comply with their orders.
Get on the ground! Now get out!
This is America. This is what we're doing with the war on drugs. And I'm sick of this. It's time we stop this. It's time we stop taking medicine away from 18-year-old girls who have epilepsy. This is insanity. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm going to get back to the news in just one moment. The flu outbreak. And I don't know if you caught the program last Friday. We had a couple of guests. We had John Rappaport. We also had Sherry Tenpenny talking about the flu outbreak. And yet they're still pushing this. And we'll tell you the truth about this. So we'll recap this. I'll tell you where you can see the video in just one moment. Before we do, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program, this operation, everything that we do here at InfoWars. And we've got several of our most popular products and newest products on a deep discount. We brought back the InfoWars Life Combo Pack. You can get Secret 12 and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. You can get those together 40% off. And also some of our newest products, Cell Force, The Real Red Pill, Alpha Power, 50% off. Some other new products, Carnivore and Floor Life, 33% off. And Immune Wall, a great thing, you know, flu season. And again, when we get to this flu story, the real issue is most of these cases are not verified as flu. Yes, there is something going around. We don't know exactly what it is. The CDC is pushing it as flu so they can sell their vaccines. But the bottom line is there is something going around with flu-like symptoms, even though the tests don't support that it is flu. So the best thing you can do is to try to build your immune system. Make sure you got vitamin D. Make sure you're exercising, eating properly, and so forth. And products like Immune Wall that are specifically set up to help to boost your immune system instead of compromising your immune system with a vaccine that even according to the CDC only is 10% effective, even if they get the right strain of flu. And if the flu is not mutating. And if it didn't mutate when they were making the vaccine and so forth and so on. So do things to be proactive about your health. to build your immune system at this time of year. And again, you'll find Immune Wall, our newest product, at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, so let's talk about this flu outbreak. And this is a story from the Independent. It's up on Drudge right now. Flu outbreak, 100 people a week are dying in the U.S. as the virus continues to spread. And again, you can see that video I did. I had both John Rappaport talking about vaccines in general, flu vaccines in particular, and Sherry Tenpenny, who went to the CDC's own website and looked at their numbers. Now, they've got more than 100, I can't remember the exact number of different places where they do testing, but it's 372,000 people that they've tested since October. And of those, it's just about 12% that they have verified had the flu. The other 88% had flu-like symptoms that were not the flu. So what's going on with those 88%? And by the way, that 12% number is the lowest verified flu figures that they've had in the last 19 years. This is the CDC's own figures, and yet the CDC is out there with the media lying about this because they want to sell you vaccines. They want to sell you these ineffective flu vaccines that are only 10% effective, even if they pick the right flu strain. And so the CDC is saying, CDC with the latest figures shows that there were 759 flu deaths since early December. More than 100 people were dying every week from the flu. They say this is more than double the number of flu deaths from the same period last year when there were only 322 reported fatalities. Still, their own data says that of the flu-like symptoms that are actually sent to them to be tested, and we showed you the letter that told physicians and others, if it's flu-like symptoms, report it as the flu. They're encouraging them to report it as the flu without testing it for the flu. And when they do test it for the flu, it's the lowest numbers that they have seen. So you can see that video at Real News with David Knight. That's our YouTube channel. If you want to go back and catch that report again, share that report. Don't let the CDC scare you into something that is not safe, that is not effective, so they can make some money, so they can panic the public. That's always the way the government operates. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with political correctness before we get into the memo and the real government shutdown, the shutdown of our republic. We got George P. Bush, the newly minted heir to the Bush dynasty, is now here in Texas saying that they want to shut down Confederate Heroes Day. He said this should not be a Texas holiday. And he is currently land commissioner. He will be running for that again. Let's hope that he doesn't get reelected. We do have someone else who would be far better than this. Jerry Patterson said that George P. Bush is about 0 of 20 no-shows at political forums in Texas. This is a guy who is just, he's entitled to this. And he not only wants to get rid of Confederate Heroes Day, but he wants to sanitize and remove the history of the Alamo. Reimagine the Alamo, he says, because that's under his jurisdiction. So he wants to basically remove a lot of the history there. You know what I say? I say, let's take the people like George P. Bush and Nikki Haley, who don't understand or who don't like our history here in this country, and let's make them history. I am sick and tired of establishment Republicans trying to destroy the cultural, historical, and legal foundations of our country just like they were Antifa. I'm sick and tired of the Antifa Bushes and the Antifa Nikki Haley's. Let's get rid of them. Meanwhile, Theresa May says that she would now vote to stay in the EU. The British Prime Minister. Not a surprise. I mean, we looked at Brexit. I was concerned right away because all of the British conservative politicians who supported it. And again, the prime minister at the time said, well, let's have an election. But he argued, Cameron argued vociferously against leaving the European Union. And then one by one, you saw the conservatives who had argued for Brexit being taken out of consideration for prime minister. And they put in Theresa May, who had supported leaving. And as Nigel Farage reports, she has really been Theresa Maybe in terms of actually getting out of the European Union. She said, yeah, if it was held today, I would probably do that. And she boasted about seeing herself as a European. Well, maybe she should go to Brussels. Meanwhile, even Macron, the French president, made news on the BBC. He was being interviewed on the BBC by Andrew Marr. And Marr said, if France had a referendum? Would it have had the same result? And the French president, this globalist Macron, says, yeah, probably. The French would probably want to get out of this. They know what's good for them. They don't want to be in this either. And then they said he appeared to catch himself pretty quickly as soon as those words got out of his mouth. He goes, probably in a similar context, but our context was very different. So I don't want to make any, take any bets. All bets are off, in other words. So he walked it back a little bit and said, well, all bets are off. When his first reaction was, oh, yeah, they definitely want to get out. So the BBC tweeted that out. That got a lot of attention. And in Canada, they want to have a National Islamophobia Day. This is something being pushed by Canada's version of CARE. As a matter of fact, they used to be known as CARE CAN. They are now NCCN, the National Council of Canadian Muslims. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wants to designate January the 29th as a National Day of Remembrance and Action on Islamophobia, even though crimes against black people, hate crimes, as they measure hate crimes against blacks, are number one, against gays, number two, against Jews, number three, and hate crimes against Muslims, even though it's in fourth place, have dropped, even though the overall number of hate crimes has been increasing. While we're talking about hate crimes, Rand Paul's alleged attacker, as we see, is now facing some federal crimes. He may face up to 10 years in prison, a fine up to $250,000. According to a plea agreement that he has signed. And I thought this was interesting because Rand Paul always gets to the essence of what's going on. Everybody wants to say, what was his motivation? Because that should determine his penalty. And he said, after my ribs are broken, he said things to me to try to indicate why he was unhappy. But I think, to me, the bottom line is it isn't so important. If somebody mugs you, is it justified for any reason? So that's the essence. We need to look, we can validate the fact that he was mugged, and we can play all day with what his motivations were, whether there was hate involved or whether that hate was justified or unjustified or whatever. Let's just stick to the facts and punish the people who do things like this. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. On Thursday night, a memo was released to the entire House of Representatives, and we've had a lot of congressmen now going public saying this is amazing, this is alarming, this is going to cause a lot of people at the top of our law enforcement agencies as well as our surveillance agencies to lose their jobs if they haven't already left. And I said, this is a big deal. This is something I've been talking about for a long time, but also in the larger context, not just in terms of the political intrigue that's going on here, but in the larger context of these people committing treason against the Constitution, these people who are in charge of this massive surveillance state that we have built and authorized, even without constitutional authorization, and allow it to continue in spite of the revelations that we've seen from Ed Snowden and others. We just had the FISA Act reauthorized the day before this happened, and Rand Paul called him out on it. He goes, how's that for irony? Well, I think it's something other than irony, frankly. I think these people, and I tweeted this out, I said, so you've got the Democrats who are always accusing Trump of tyranny. You've got the Republicans, the House Republicans, as well as President Trump, who understand that the politicized surveillance state has been trying to do a coup, trying to shut him down as a candidate, trying to remove him from office as a president. And yet all these people just voted to reauthorize the FISA Act. And the only reason that I can understand for this is it's just the nature of men, that they want power. And they don't really care, not the people that we have in government now. See, when this country was founded, we had people who understood the nature of man, the corrupt nature of man. They understood that men could not be trusted with power. They're very concerned about George Washington. There's not anybody that even comes close to George Washington's character in Washington anymore. There's nobody that would walk away, as he did, to go back to his farm. He could have stayed there. They said, well, we're worried that we're going to have another emperor. Well, he shut that down. He served two terms and then went home. And that became something of a tradition until it was violated by a power-grabbing FDR who tried to grab power in every way possible and stayed in office until he died. And then people got worried about that, said, you know, we need to make sure that we don't wind up with some kind of a permanent president in office. So then they enacted a law saying that they had to leave after two terms. But we don't have the kind of men in Washington anymore who will give up power. And as I tweeted out, and you can follow me on Twitter, Libertarian, as I tweeted out, I said, the only explanation I can come up with this is that if you remember the analogy of Lord of the Rings, you remember Boromir who saw that? And he said, I can have that power. I can use that power for good. And the other people that were there looked at him as like, you don't have any idea what having that power will do to you. You may think that you're going to do something good right now, but it will completely take over your life. It'll take you over. It will corrupt you. And that was something that was always understood in Western civilization, coming from a Christian perspective. We had people who did not trust the corrupting power be held by a few people. They were concerned about the consolidation of power. They constantly talked about we must not allow that power to be concentrated, to be consolidated in one spot. We know that power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's what Acton was talking about. They always understood that. And yet the people we have, both Republican and Democrat now, simply crave that power. Even as it's being used against them, they vote to reauthorize it. And this is the essence of what we're seeing here. This is worse than irony. This is something that is very, very troubling that we have lost here in this country. But it was made public on Thursday. I want to play for you what some of the people are saying about this. I'm glad to see this happening, finally. And I'm glad to see people talking about this. I've been saying, as I said, for a long time, going back to well before the election, when this whole Russiagate thing started. It's very clear to me then, and I think it'd be pretty clear to anybody who looks at this honestly and does it full-time for a living. That's why I'm surprised that it has taken so many people so long to speak out about this. Politicians, people in the media. I'm surprised that I understand that the general public has got a life that they're working with, and they don't look at this stuff all the time. But if you do this for a living, as we do here, and we've been saying this at InfoWars for a long time, because this is what we do. We look at the news and we say, well, this is quite obvious that we've got a fully politicized surveillance and police state, and this is very scary. And we've had NSA whistleblowers like William Binney come on and say, this is the Stasi on steroids. This is far worse than anything we've ever seen from the KGB. Now we got Sean Hannity saying, this is like the KGB. No, it's far, far worse. It's far, far worse than the Stasi. Because it's not simply about the politicians. It's not simply about the shadow government running its own coup to shut down President Trump. That's a very, very scary, very visual thing. Should get people's attention. But understand that it's about the shadow government enslaving you, Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, Mr. and Mrs. America. That's what you should be concerned about. That's the bigger picture. This is only the political aspect that we're looking at here. And so as they're talking about this, as Sarah Carter, one of the journalists who's been following this for a while, said it could lead to removal of senior officials in the FBI and the Department of Justice. Could lead. let's hope so. Let's hope so. It should lead not just to, it should, if justice were to be done, they would not only be removed, but jailed. And it would end Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation. Let's play what Joe DiGenova said on Fox News, because he really laid this out very accurately from beginning to end. And I'll just play that. Maybe I'll comment on this as we're rolling it. Go ahead.
It's a big deal because I have a saying. The FBI used to spy on the Russians. This time they spied on us. What this story is about, it's about a brazen plot to, again, exonerate Hillary Clinton from a clear violation of the law with regard to the way she handled classified information with her private server. Absolutely a crime, absolutely a felony. It's about finding out why, as the Inspector General is doing at the Department of Justice, why Comey and the senior DOJ officials conducted a fake criminal investigation of Hillary Clinton, followed none of the regular rules.
They've been covering up for her since Uranium One.
Immunized all kinds of people, allowed the destruction of evidence, no grand jury, no subpoenas, no search warrant. That's not an investigation. That's a Potemkin village. It's a farce, and everybody knew it was a farce. The problem was she didn't win. And because she didn't win, the farce became a very serious opera. It wasn't a comic opera anymore. It was a tragic opera. And she was going to be the focus.
Hold it right there. What he's saying is absolutely true. And for those of you who don't know what he's talking about, with the Potemkin Village, in other words, that's a fantasy construct to make something look good, that where there's nothing there. They were trying to cover up for their complicity as well. It's not just Hillary Clinton, but these people who are leading the investigation. We've been saying this for a long time. The people who are leading the investigation, Mueller, Rosenstein, Comey, and others, were involved in covering up Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation's crimes for quite some time. They were already dirty. And so they were partners in crime. They had as much skin in this game and should go to jail just like Hillary Clinton, if justice is done. And so it was vital for their own survival to cover this up. But the irony is they got hoisted by their own petard. Let's go ahead and continue on with Joe DeGeneva.
This is about a lavabo, a cleansing of the FBI and the upper echelons of the Department of Justice. We're going to discover that the Attorney General Loretta Lynch, her deputy Sally Yates, the head of the National Security Division, John Carlin, Bruce Orr, and other senior DOJ officials and, regrettably, line attorneys, people who were senior career civil servants, violated the law, perhaps committed crimes, and covered up crimes by a presidential candidate. But more than that, they tried to frame an incoming president with a false Russian conspiracy that never existed, and they knew it, and they plotted to to ruin him as a candidate and then destroy him as a president. That's why this is important. That's why connecting the dots is important, because the FBI now has to be completely reconstructed from the ground up. The men and women at the Bureau are great.
Let's hold it right there.
That's not who we're talking
about. As I've said before, and I've said it many times, that this is worse than Watergate. Why? Because in Watergate, we had a handful of little agents, the Watergate burglars, who went in with dirty tricks. This was something that is multiple agencies involved. Multiple agencies. And you've got James Clapper at the top repeating Hillary Clinton's line, which was a lie, at the debates. Oh, all 17 agencies agreed with this. When they got him under oath, he backed off on that. He said, no, it was three, and it was three representatives who met with me, and they agreed with my assessment, which I had gotten from CrowdStrike, which was a contractor of the DNC. This whole thing was fabricated by the DNC and sold by James Clapper. That's what we should be concerned about. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
it's common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to continue with what's going on with the memo. Release the memo. Yeah, they should release a memo. We're going to tell you multiple ways that the Republicans could do this without getting the permission of Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or any other Democrat. It's in their court. The ball is in their court. They can release this information, and they should. You just heard Joe DeGenova talking about how this is going to, if they follow through, that this memo, once made public, should basically clean house at the top of these law enforcement and intelligence agencies that are totally corrupt. Many crimes have been committed. And as I said before, we had a handful of Watergate burglars, but now we've got 17 intelligence agencies, according to these guys, who are floating a false Russian narrative. Now, it wasn't 17. They didn't go out and get to every one of these agencies, but it was the FBI, the NSA, CIA, the shadow government, if you will. And Jeff Sessions has been meeting with the current FBI director, Christopher Wray, and urging him, it says under Axios, Jeff Sessions has adamantly urged FBI director Christopher Wray to make a fresh start. And that would be things like replacing Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who is incredibly dirty in this as well. Again, the multiple ethics investigations going on internally in the FBI that had absolutely nothing to do with the Trump investigation. Things that he did to female staffers and other things. For that reason alone, he ought to be gone. They want to apply that standard of presumed guilty and not having a day in court to other people. They want to apply that to Roy Moore. We'll apply that same standard to Andrew McCabe. No, you don't see anybody. Presumably, Jeff Sessions is saying he needs to go. But remember that Andrew McCabe was the one who was in charge of investigating Hillary Clinton's emails. Why is he still deputy director? And then you had the issue that the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, who has been kind of an adopted nephew of the Clintons, and he was funneling large amounts of money to Andrew McCabe's wife, who was running for Senate at the time through the Democrat Party, through the Clintons. He was funneling that money to Andrew McCabe's wife as Andrew McCabe was supposedly investigating Hillary Clinton. So why is he still there? And according to this source, Axios reports, and two other sources that were briefed on the conversations, Sessions has been strongly urging Wray to do this for some time. So he's adamantly urged him. He has strongly urged him. This has been going on for some time. Why do we still have Andrew McCabe there? Why doesn't he clean house? Why doesn't he go through and remove even the appearance of wrongdoing? Because it certainly appears wrong for Andrew McCabe, of all the people there. He's got as many ethical issues as Peter Strzok. Andrew McCabe should definitely be gone. Meanwhile, we see that the FBI is saying we lost those emails. We lost the emails. And we see that the lost emails from Hillary Clinton's private server aren't really lost. In fact, the NSA has them. But during the FBI's investigation, Comey didn't want to hear about that. That was reported by the New York Post. So remember, the Republicans now control this committee, so the bad news isn't going to be stifled anymore. Clinton, you probably remember, lost, quote-unquote, her private emails, which she's been storing on a personal computer server. Comey chastised her harshly in a TV speech, but then said there was unanimous decision not to recommend prosecution. He turned down the offer from the NSA to get these emails. But now, they're saying they don't have them anymore. Now the FISA memo that's out there, as they're saying, is all the ammunition that Trump needs. When we come back, we're going to talk about what can and must be done by the Republicans. The ball is really in their court. They have the power to do something about this. And if they don't, they're going to look really foolish and dishonest. So stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Oh. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back, David Knight, and I want to continue talking about the memo. Release the memo. The Republicans are pretending as if they don't have the power to do this, and yet they really do have the power. And it is absolutely amazing. You know, Rand Paul mocked the Republicans who said that FISA would not be abused and who now claim that Obama abused FISA. He tweeted out on Friday, he said, "Irony alert, House intelligence members who shoved fake reform of FISA a day later reveal bombshell evidence that FISA was abused by Obama officials." You think they didn't know that? You think they didn't know that? Timing is everything, isn't it? Timing is everything. They ran this thing through. And as I've said before, they know that the intelligence agencies are out of control. They know the deep state and the shadow government is running things. They've seen the Ed Snowden revelations of what's happening here. And this, what we're seeing now with the attempted coup against President Trump is only the tip of the iceberg. And yet they refuse to do anything about this. Why? Because they want to wield that power. Or perhaps they're afraid of the shadow government. Who are they appealing to when they say release the memo? Are they appealing to the real government? As I've said several times, Frank Zappa said the military industrial, that the government itself that we elect is really just the entertainment branch of the military industrial complex. It's really starting to look that way, isn't it? As they point out on Zero Hedge, the FISA memo is all the ammunition that Trump needs to take on the CIA. Tom Longo says the FISA is an abomination. The releasing of the explosive four-page FISA memo right after Congress reauthorized FISA is suspicious. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Ed Snowden put out, if this memo had been known prior to the vote, FISA reauthorization would have failed. These abuses must be made public. Well, I think the people in Congress, including the Republicans, knew about this. I don't think they suddenly discovered this right after they reauthorized that vote. I think they knew it. What he's saying here is that it would have been difficult for them to justify it publicly if they hadn't held it for another day until after they reauthorized FISA. I think that's really what's going on here. The timing is very important, as Tom Luongo points out. He said, someone leaked this memo to the House Intelligence Committee with the sole intention of giving President Trump the opportunity to do exactly what Snowden is arguing for. And Trump should. I hope that is the way that this breaks down. I hope this does go in that particular direction. And he talks about what is the difference between the deep state and the shadow government. As former CIA officer Kevin Shipp points out, the shadow government are the secret intelligence agencies that have all this power and secrecy so that they can act even without the knowledge of Congress. They never have to report to them. They've got their own shadow black budgets. They can do whatever they want. And he said, there are many things that they can do with impunity. Then there's the deep state, which is the military industrial complex, all of the industrial corporations and their lobbyists. And they have all the money, the power, the greed that gives all the money to the senators and the congressmen. So the two are connected, but they're really two different entities. And it's the shadow government, specifically the CIA, that is going after Donald Trump. So that when you create organizations that do assassinations abroad, that do regime changes abroad, that create civil war and unrest abroad, guess what they're going to do? They're going to do those assassinations, they're going to do those revolutions, and they're going to create civil unrest here. And the way they're doing that is by importing the people that are in the countries where they've gone in and created all these different wars in Syria and everywhere else, saying, well, we got refugees, now we need to bring them in the United States. And let's have a divide and conquer strategy. Let's create a civil war. Let's bring in people who will not assimilate. You know, you look at this intractable situation in Israel for the longest time. You have the Palestinians, and you have the Israelis fighting over the same land, and they are not going to they're not going to reach a peaceful agreement. And so what do we do in this country? We import Palestinians, or not necessarily Palestinians, but we import groups that do not want to assimilate, that want to have their own separate culture, their own separate government, that reject everything that we have in this country. They saw how that works. And now what we're doing is we're replicating everything that's happened in Israel. Israel's got a wall, we're going to have a wall. Israel's got biometrics and all kinds of identity papers in order to get a job and so forth, or to travel, we're going to have that too. That's already being proposed by the Republicans in Congress. E-Verify. You're going to have biometric data to get in and out of this country. You're going to have federal government permission to get a job and so forth and so on. I mean, that's because they've opened up the borders. That's by design. That's from the shadow government. The CIA, the same tactics that they've used to destroy one country after the other, they're now using in this country as well. So when we look at this, Adam Schiff is saying, we can't release the FISA memo because the people wouldn't understand it. Let's play that clip.
It is essentially a set of talking points that the Republican intel staff drafted based on the highly classified materials, which most of the Republican members were forced to acknowledge they've not even read. So they don't know how distorted these talking points are. But it's part of the narrative they want to push out. And interestingly enough, they've made common cause once again with Russian bots, because Russian bots are pushing
Russia again
their narrative out there. It's in a redux of the campaign. We have Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and Russian trolls and bots saying, you know, hashtag whatever the GOP narrative is. That ought to tell you a lot about what's driving this, and that is,
why not allow people narrative to look at it and let Americans make the decision for themselves about whether it's useful
WikiLeaks
information
does
or not?
Well, because the American people, unfortunately, don't have the underlying materials, and therefore they can't see how distorted and misleading this document is. The Republicans are not saying make the underlying materials available to the public. They just want to make the spin available to the public. And I think that spin, which is a fulsome attack on the FBI, is just designed to attack the FBI and Bob Mueller to circle the wagons for the White House. And that's a terrible disservice.
All right,
to
so that's Adam Schiff saying, let's not release this because, you know, you're just too stupid to understand this. And, you know, if we release the memos, you're not going to have the underlying documentation. We're not going to release the underlying documentation. So you can't make up your mind. He's talking about his low information voters, quite frankly. As I said, anybody that has spent any time looking at this has known for almost 2 years what's been going on in this particular case. We've known much longer than that. We knew even before Ed Snowden came out and showed everybody the documents. We had whistleblowers, William Binney, Thomas Drake, and others, who right after September 11th, 17 years ago, were telling people what was going on. They said they're creating dragnet surveillance of the American public. That's the iceberg, folks. This is the tip of the iceberg. We now see them openly using it for political purposes in a coup. And that's been going on for a couple of years. But no, you can't understand that. You can't understand that. No, you can't. And that's why WikiLeaks is releasing the information that they are trying to gaslight you with. Now, the FBI, they're telling us, has now failed to preserve, quote unquote. In other words, that's a euphemism for we destroyed. We failed to preserve. The FBI destroyed 5 months of text messages between anti-Trump FBI agents, Peter Strzok and his lawyer mistress. And let's hope that that lawyer mistress part comes to haunt him. As I've said before, those two phrases should never be included in, to describe one individual. So he may suffer the consequences of his own actions there, eventually, but they failed to preserve this. And as many people are pointing out, Jim Jordan, Congressman Jim Jordan, the Lois Lerner thing was huge, but my gut tells me that this is probably bigger. My gut tells me that they'll get away with it, just like the IRS did. The IRS, who destroyed all the incriminating criminal actions of Lois Lerner and Koskinen, targeting politically organizations, openly doing it, and they just lost the records. And now, so has the FBI. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Finish up here with what's going on with Release the Memo. I think the key thing here is to understand that the Republicans have the power to release the memo, unless they're going to admit to the fact that they are not really the government, that there is a shadow government that is running this. Who are they appealing to? I'm going to tell you that there are four very easy ways to release the memo. A Zero Hedge article that I've got here. We're going to go over in just one moment. Before we do, and also after we do that, I'm going to start taking some of your calls. If you want to call in on the memo, releasing the memo, or if you want to comment on the government shutdown, or you want to talk about Jeff Sessions and his war on 12-year-old girls with epilepsy, you can call 888-201-2244. That number is 888-201-2244. And before we get back to the news, before we go back to the memo, and I'll tell you how to release it, any of you congressmen who have the backbone, the spine to release it, let's talk about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com that support this program and everything we do here. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you'll find that we have quite a few of our newest products on sale. Things that were introduced in just the last few months. Cell Force, The Real Red Pill, Alpha Power, all those 50% off. We have the InfoWars Life Core Combo Pack, where you can get Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, as well as Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Those two together, you can get them 40% off. And our newest product, which is something you really should be thinking about during flu season. How do you make your immune system stronger? What can you do naturally that is not going to weaken your immune system as a flu shot will? And as I pointed out earlier, I had last Friday, go back and look at that video. We had John Rappaport break down the fallacies of the flu vaccine itself, and Sherry Tenpenny talked about the CDC's own figures showing that the verified flu rate is at the lowest it's been in 19 years, just over 12% of the 372,000 cases that they actually tested, according to the CDC's own data, were flu. Now, people are getting very sick with something. We don't know what that is. Sherry Tenpenny was saying, look, we've had a lot of fires out west or whatever. Maybe it's some contaminants that were released into the air. We don't really know. But the key thing is you want to improve your immune system. We have a product that will do that. There's other things that you can do. I mean, we sell vitamin D supplements, our winter sun, because during the winter time, people get flu. Many times you have a vitamin D deficiency, and that compromises your immune system as well. So we have products like that. You can eat naturally. You can get exercise, get a lot of sleep, whatever. There's a lot of natural things that you can do that are going to help you. A flu shot is not really going to help you, especially for those 88% of the cases where it's not even flu, as we see there. But we have ImmuneWall, our newest product, 25% off. Take a look at these products. Take a look at what's in them. Do your own research. Use your own judgment. And while you can take care of your health and your families, and you can support the operation here because it's a win-win situation. All right, thank you so much for your support. Really do appreciate that. And you can find those sales at InfoWarsStore.com. I was just talking before the break about how the FBI has failed to preserve. In other words, they deleted any incriminating evidence, just like the IRS deleted any incriminating evidence against them. The IRS is not going to investigate the IRS. The FBI is not going to investigate the FBI. As a matter of fact, you're not going to ever have the federal government investigate any branch of the federal government, even one branch investigate the other. They're not going to do it. And we've got the NSA now saying, even after they said, hey, you know, the NSA's got Clinton's emails. Of course they do. William Binney had said that. When I talked to him, he said the guy who was global technical head for the NSA for many years said they've got them. Why aren't they asking the NSA for them? Well, the NSA is now laying the foundation for an excuse, I guess, to say they don't have the Hillary Clinton emails, because they have come out to say they sincerely regret that they deleted all the Bush-era surveillance data that it had been ordered to preserve. Yeah. As soon as you tell them, I want that information, they say, we failed to preserve it. Accidentally, of course. We would never do anything like that deliberately. Never do that deliberately. And so we'll see how this is going to work out. But as we look at the individuals here, the FBI, the NSA, you understand you're not going to get any assistance from the very people who are trying to attempt the coup, who have in the past created crimes to cover up for the establishment, for Hillary Clinton and others, as well as seeing new memos coming out. Now we got a May 4th text exchange between Peter Strzok and his mistress lawyer saying that they now feel increased pressure to wrap up the Clinton email investigation after Trump had secured the GOP nomination that previously had emails surface talking about the insurance policy. And newly released texts. Remember that these texts that came, there were thousands, maybe tens of thousands of texts between Strzok and Page, his lawyer mistress. And yet they'd only released 300 of them. And so some of these are now starting to trickle out. But let's talk about what they could really do to release the memo. And then I'm going to go to your calls. Zero Hedge. And this is pointed out. This is an article they picked up from Glenn Greenwald and John Schwartz via The Intercept. They said, Republicans have four easy ways to release the memos, and not doing this will prove them to be shameless frauds. So what's the number one way that they can do it? Well, they point out Trump can declassify anything he wants. Think about that. Okay. That's why a lot of this investigation is nonsense that's going on, because they say, oh, did he give classified information? He can declassify anything he wants. So he could declassify. Trump could release the memos. And Lee Zeldin said, I just read the classified document. This is one of the congressmen there. I just read the classified doc regarding FISA abuse. I'm calling for its immediate public release with relevant sourced material. The public must have access ASAP, hashtag transparency. And he said, releasing this classified information doesn't compromise good sources and methods. It reveals the Fed's reliance on bad sources and bad methods. So the president could declassify it and not compromise any sources or methods. And then number two, they point out, the House and the Senate Intelligence Committees can declassify any material that they possess. He said, you cannot... According to number three, the Constitution protects any members of Congress from prosecution for any speech or debate in either house. So they could just get up and read the thing on the floor. But, you know, interestingly enough, look at number four here. Republicans can leak everything to the news media. We just saw that happen with Dianne Feinstein. Is anybody prosecuting her? Are they going to send her to jail? No. No, they're not. They're not. So any of these people, any of these congressmen who have read this, and are absolutely appalled and said that it must be shown to the American people. They have the power to do it. Why aren't they doing it? Trump could declassify it. These intelligence committees could declassify it. Any member of Congress could stand up on the floor and read anything he wanted to. As they point out, if the memo really proves what they claim, it would be their patriotic duty. You've had citizens, ordinary citizens, who have risked prison to expose criminal action by the federal government. Why won't our congressmen, who are so upset about this, why won't they release the memo when they could? And they could leak it to the news media. They're not going to be prosecuted. They didn't prosecute Dianne Feinstein. I understand she's got Democrat immunity. We're going to be right back. Taking your calls, 888-201-2244.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, I put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking your phone calls right now. And if you want to call in and comment on Jeff Sessions, on the memo, on the government shutdown, anything else, the number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244 to join the show. Let's go to Brandon in Arizona. Welcome, Brandon.
Hey, David, can you hear me?
I hear you. Go for it. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I listen to you every morning. I greatly appreciate everything you do. Thank you so
much. Well, thank you. Thank you.
So I called in just regarding the Jeff Sessions. And to get to that point, I know you have Lionel on all the time from Lionel Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I follow him. He's awesome. He had an interview with Dane, I think, Winnington of Geoengineering Watch. Last week, I highly recommend everyone watch it. It was an amazing interview. But one of the things that stood out is Lionel specifically said, if we think that, you know, Donald Trump is going to fix the world, or we really think that these politicians are here on our behalf, you're crazy. Long story short. So with Jeff Sessions, what do you think? They've got to have something on him, right? Like a blackmail. I mean, it's so easy.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to get a read on Jeff Sessions. And understand, you know, I mean, you know, we look at Washington the problems there are so deep and so well entrenched. You know, and there's a lot of inertia in terms of trying to turn something around. And you talk about the ship of state and trying to turn the thing around. I'm sympathetic to how difficult it is for them to turn this thing around when everybody is rowing in the opposite direction. That's why I say it's very important for people to back President Trump up for what you voted for. I don't think it's criticizing him to say, hey, you said you're going to do this, let's do this. Because he's getting pressure from all the people in Washington and in his cabinet, for the most part, that are pushing him to go in a different direction than he ran on. But when we look at Sessions, for example, here's the way I read Sessions. I was talking about this last night to my wife. I said, you know, I still think that the guy is a bit weak, but I think he's got the right intentions. I look at a lot of people. I know so many people who think that they're doing a good thing for people with a war on drugs. They just don't see how it has failed. And they don't understand what is going on in terms of medical marijuana. And these are good people. They're not, they're just detached from reality. And they live in a bubble where they don't really have anybody around them who has been addicted. And they don't understand, as Jeff Sessions should, how it has subverted our Constitution and so forth. But I go back, and the reason I said that to her, and she said, really? You really don't think that he's just, you know, being totally dishonest with this stuff? And I said, well, you know, there's an element of that. He should know better. He's a lawyer. He's the attorney general. And he should know better than to do things like civil asset forfeiture and things like that. But I said, I keep going back to that back and forth that he had with Leon Panetta when Leon Panetta was defense secretary. And they were talking about when they were going to use forces. And Leon Panetta said something to the effect, well, we'll notify you when that happens. And he goes, you notify us. You would have to come to us in order to get authorization to do that, right? And he goes, well, we will consult with our allies and other stakeholders in NATO. And once we decide on something, we'll inform the Congress. And Jeff Sessions was like, I can't believe I'm hearing this. I can't believe you're saying that. You were a congressman. You know how the Constitution works. You have to get authorization to go to war. And I was, and it was kind of like a golly, I can't believe this type of thing. And he just, you know, he had the right instincts, but it's like, you're a senator. Why don't you just right there say, you are unqualified to be defense secretary. You are telling me that you are going to subvert the Constitution to these supranational organizations like NATO or the United Nations, and you will perhaps inform us after you have decided with these other organizations what you're going to do. But he wouldn't do that. And so I look at Jeff Sessions, and I think he's got some good inclinations, but he's very weak about it. But there's a lot of other things that I just can't excuse, because he should know better as a lawyer, as a senator, as the attorney general. He should know that you don't shut down the Bill of Rights. He should know about the war on drugs. I think they're looking at this, and I think all of these people in Washington don't really care about the Constitution anymore. That's why we keep talking about it. We have a lot of people call and say, yeah, we're under maritime law and so forth. And you have to understand, and that's why we talk about the Constitution, that these people don't really think we're under the Constitution either. You know, it's the people who call and say we're under maritime law, but it's also the actions of the congressmen and the senators and the Supreme Court and the rest of these people who feel like they can do whatever they wish as long as they have a consensus amongst them. They all believe that it is some kind of a living document or something completely different. That's why it's important for Americans to see that they're not following the Constitution, and to say that we are going to restore the Constitution. I still think it's a good blueprint, especially with the Ninth and Tenth Amendment at the forefront, but we don't have anything at all like that. I mean, what do you think about Jeff Sessions?
No, I mean, I'm right there with you. He just seemed to be so strong on the campaign and just so aggressive with it, and then, you know, he gets in there and the opportunity, you know, you're outside the box, and you seem like, just like you said, I mean, you know better. You should be able to do this. It sounds easy, but when you're constantly swimming upstream, like with the, you know, with Trump, I completely get it, but we just got to keep the fight going.
Yeah, I agree. You know, when he was out there, he was leading the fight against the TPP, and he was like the only guy who went down and read the whole thing, and then set up a presentation, which is, I'm sure, Stephen Miller helped to put that together. But he gave a presentation to the Senate, and basically nobody showed up, and they didn't care at all what he had to say about it. They didn't care what the TPP was. They were just going to, well, what does the U.S. Chamber of Commerce say? Should I do this or not? They didn't care about that. And I was really optimistic when I saw that he was passionate about the TPP and about opposing that. He was passionate about the borders and so forth. And then he gets into office, and I thought, you know, well, maybe some of the stuff that he did when he kind of laid down in front of Leon Panetta and didn't do anything, I thought, well, maybe that's just because he was just one senator. Maybe when he gets in the Trump administration, if he does, and he gets into a powerful position like he's in right now, maybe he'll really do something. And he hasn't. He hasn't done anything. He's just been incredibly weak. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate that. Let's go to Ron in Nebraska. Ron, you wanted to talk about the memo? Hello, Ron.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Said, something. Oh, good. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you.
Okay. You said that you had a bad gut feeling about this stuff. I do, too. My wife and I'm 66. My wife and I have been active towards the best of our country for a long time. And this is my bad gut feeling, David. If this memo is released, I will be shocked. The Democrats aren't the problem. As you know, that's we right. talk about it all the time. It's the Republicans. They're on yes. the take. There's something going on. Here's what I'm worried about. The longer this goes unreleased, the greater chance we will never hear from this memo. I watched Senator Grassley with my wife on live on C-SPAN where he was reading in the committee some of this stuff. I can't remember. And this man, I'm from Nebraska, and we love Grassley. But I was watching him, and his voice was shaking. He couldn't even get away from the paper. His voice was shaking. His body was almost trembling. And I told my wife, we both looked at each other and said, you know what? Something's wrong and bad with this whole deal. These guys are being frightened to death by somebody or something because that is not him. He couldn't hardly speak, David.
And yeah, they dumped this hot potato in their lap and said, do something with it. And they're scared to death to do something with it. You heard what I said about the four ways that they could do it. Trump could declassify it. These committees could declassify it. You could have any one of these congressmen who are up there saying, this is incredible. You got to hear this. This is appalling. Any one of them could stand on the House floor and could read that. I mean, they have it in their power to do it. A single congressman could do that. A single congressman could have the courage of a whistleblower like Ed Snowden.
Yeah. I'll tell you, this is historically for me and my family, historically, this is, I've never gone through anything like this. I called our congressmen and senators and told them to release the memo, and I told them, you know what, when I get around with all my...
Hang on, Ron. If you can hang on through the break, we got to take a quick break. We'll hold you through the break. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
out. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen blood. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, and we're talking to taking calls. Now, if you want to join the program, the number is 888-201-2244. And Ron in Nebraska, I really appreciate you hanging on through the break, because you had just started talking about how you had called your representatives and asked them to do something to release the memo, because they have the power to release the memo. As I said before, Trump could declassify it. You could have the intelligence committees could declassify it. Any of these congressmen could read this on the floor. And even if they leak it, I don't think they're going to be prosecuted. We haven't seen any congressmen or senators prosecuted for leaking information. Dianne Feinstein wasn't prosecuted for leaking information. But your comments, Ron, what did they tell you when you called them and asked them to release a memo?
Well, a couple of things. One is I called four people, and they were all nice, and they were sincere, more than usual. But there was one. Congressman Adrian Smith's office knew nothing about this. So I told him, listen, I told him how to get on YouTube and be informed so you can tell the guy what's going on.
But is this a Democrat or Republican? This guy, Republican. He didn't know anything about it?
Thank you for letting me talk here. Two other things. When I get around people at work around the lunch table, you know what comes up? The one in general thing that comes up after done is that we are scared. And you know why? Because we have an emasculated attorney general. He's suspicious to me. And you know what? Here's another deal. Second thing. I asked a friend. This speaks volumes. I asked a friend the other day. I said, who's our attorney general? Because I'd been thinking about something. He said, well, Mr. Mueller is. Bam!
He said who?
Do you know what I'm saying? Mr. Mueller. whatever.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. He thought Mueller was the attorney general.
That's why I asked the question, because I know how people think. Sessions is nowhere to be found. They think, see, Mueller's doing what Sessions should be doing, so to speak.
That's right.
I mean, Sessions should be doing what Mueller's, and he's nowhere to be found. So people, I have found this, doing my own surveying experiment. They think Mr. Mueller is the attorney general.
Well, you know what bothers me is that we've got all the mainstream media and everybody ignoring the fact that we don't even have a special prosecutor law. They had a special prosecutor law that they let sunset in 1999, and that was 19 years ago. Why did they let that go? Because everybody agreed with the dissenting opinion when they challenged it in the Supreme Court. The dissenting opinion of Antonin Scalia was, this is going to turn into a witch hunt. They said, yeah, it did that. It did that under Clinton. So we don't want to have that anymore. We don't even have a process under that law. If we had any rules or laws that would govern a special prosecutor, you would have somebody go to the attorney general and they would make the case that a crime had been committed. They'd be specific about it. And then they would also have to make the case that it couldn't be handled honestly by the regular channels because of political interests and so forth. And then he would appoint a 3-judge panel. They would appoint a special prosecutor, not the attorney general or the acting attorney general. This whole thing has been hijacked by this cabal of people who have been surrounding Hillary Clinton and covering for her for decades. And so this whole thing is suspicious from the very get-go, the fact that they ignore the fact that there's no law, just like they ignore the fact they have no authority under the Constitution to pursue the war on drugs. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to me on how many different levels they just completely ignore the law.
Set up. We've been set up. And if this memo doesn't get released, David, if this memo doesn't get released, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a deep, bad sign.
Yeah. Well, I find it a deep sign, a bad sign to see what's going on with DACA, for example. I mean, DACA was deferred action. It wasn't a law. It wasn't an executive order. It was nothing. It was just the Department of Homeland Security said, we're going to defer enforcing the law. And now we had the Trump DHS secretary, Kelly, who's now the White House chief of staff. He deferred it. He deferred it for a year. And so why is this even being argued in the courts? Because it doesn't involve any change in any laws, not even any presumed change in a law. There's nothing for the courts to be involved in. And yet we've got a lawsuit in California, and Attorney General Sessions is pretending that they've got some jurisdiction on this. And we're talking about the fact that Trump had said, hey, you know, in 6 months, we're going to start enforcing this law. We're going to stop deferring action on it. So if you want to change the law, you better change the law, because we're going to start enforcing the law in another 6 months, a year and a half after he took office. I think they delayed action for far too long. Nevertheless, there's no law to talk about. Nothing was changed.
Yeah, I know. It takes my breath away. Like I said, I'm 66 years old. Are you still there?
Yeah, still here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Like I said, my wife and I have followed politics for the sake of our country for so long, and now it just keeps climbing in this wrong direction.
Yeah.
And trying to do the normal things of contacting, like Ben Sasse from Nebraska. What in the world? That guy's got to be on the take. That's just my 2 cents. Something's not right there.
Yeah. Well, all these people have just cut themselves loose, Ron, from the Constitution. They've cut themselves loose from the law. They don't have any special prosecuting law. They don't have any law to argue about DACA. There is no DACA law. There is no DREAM Act. So, I mean, all of this stuff is just, it's crazy what they're doing. They're just seeing what they can get away with.
Yeah. Well, listen, there's others that want to talk, and I want to thank you, Mr. Knight, for letting me come on the air.
Well, thank you for calling in, and I thought it was very important for you to hang on and talk to people, Ron, because other people need to call their congressman and do exactly the same thing. Say, release the memo. You have the ability to release the memo or to read the memo on the floor and be a hero. You can be a hero. You can tell the American people what the truth is, and the American people want truth. They want transparency, and you can be the one to do that. We got JC, Daniel, others on there. Let's go to JC next. You've been holding the longest. JC in San Antonio. Go ahead, JC.
Yeah, what's up, David? How you doing?
Doing good.
I just wanted to, you know, point something out, get your thoughts on it. It was the fact that we're hearing about this government shutdown, and this is all the news is covering right now. And, you know, everybody wants to we all want the memo released. But see, I believe this government shut down since, you know, the left is just like sitting there like their hands are tied. And so, and to me, that seems like just, it's just another attack. It's just another attack against the American people. And,
well, it's also an interesting diversion, isn't it? It's an interesting diversion. They want to try to make President Trump look bad to have the government shut down when he does the State of the Union.
So we need to,
they
need
may want to be able to. That's right. They may want to divert attention from the memo, which is really, if what they're saying is true. And whether or not it's in that memo, we know this from looking at it. I've been saying this for a couple of years about this particular political situation. But as I pointed out, since September 11th, 2001, we've had NSA whistleblowers talking about the government and the surveillance state acting unconstitutionally in a very dangerous way. Now we see it in the political sphere, but they could release this information, and they should release this information about the real government shutdown, and that's the shutdown of our republic. That's what we've been talking about, the fact they no longer pay any attention to the rule of law or to the Constitution. They do whatever they wish.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the way I see it. I see it as, you know, they want to they want to play hardball, then let's play hardball. Let's drop the bomb on them. Let's get the truth out there.
That's right. That's right. Somebody in there needs to drop a truth bomb, and I don't understand why they're not doing that. And I would like to hear them say, I would do this, but I can't for the following reasons. I mean, if we're wrong about this, I mean, yeah, the president can declassify stuff, and these committees can declassify stuff, and nobody is going to prosecute. They can say anything they want on the floor. And, you know, quite frankly, if I was, I told my wife, I said, I would never run for office there because they probably would throw me in jail for what I would read on the House floor. They would find a way to throw me in jail because I'm not going to cover for those guys. Thank you. Thank you, JC. And I just want to, before we go to break, and we've got our other callers on the line, and we're going to get to you in just a moment. Before we do that, you know, what really shut down? How has this been, going in the last few years? Have we had government shutdowns before? Did we manage to survive? Are you dying for lack of oxygen or food or water because the federal government shut down? No. Not even the people who depend on the federal government for their salaries are really in that much of a hardship. They may have a cash flow issue, but they're going to be paid for this. They're on a vacation right now. We've had 18 previous closures going back to 1976, points out Zero Hedge. Most of these occurred between 77 and 95. And so we've had the government shut down several times for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. But we've had 10-day shutdowns, 12 days, 17 days, 11 days. Those are back in the mid-70s, late-70s. As recently as 95, we had 21 days they shut the government down. And then in 2013, under Obama, they shut the government down for 16 days. What has been shut down? Well, you still have to pay your taxes. You're not going to get any refunds. They're going to shut down some things like museums and parks. I don't know. Keep it shut. We're going to be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking calls. Again, that number is 888-201-2244. If you want to join the program, I'm going to go to Daniel, John, Brad, and others in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I just wanted to remind you of some of the things that have shut down. As they point out, national parks, monuments, the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, those types of things have shut down. Processing of applications for passports and visas, mortgage approvals can be delayed by furloughs at the IRS and the FHA, the Federal Housing Administration. And they've delayed things like the Labor Department's monthly employment reports, which you can't really trust anyway. So that's some of the stuff that has been shut down. They're still going to collect taxes. You're going to have to wait much longer to get refunds, though. It's a one-way street. Just as we saw, tax collection through November was record level of taxes. Yet, nevertheless, they continue to run more than a $200 billion deficit, even though they have record tax receipts. And you know, when I look at this stuff, delaying mortgage approvals because of FHA and the IRS and so forth, they're now proposing throwing the Republicans are throwing stuff at the Democrats, trying to get them to sign on and say, but if you'll let us enforce the laws at the border, then we're going to give you some of these other things. And one of the things that they're putting out there, I don't know if this is something that the Democrats want to see or not, but it's E-Verify. And so with that, if you want to get a job, you have to apply to the federal government. And they'll keep biometric records of you. And so it's not just if you're going to get a mortgage approved, if you're going through the FHA. But if they have a government shutdown in the future, you're going to not be able to get your job right away because they're not going to be able to verify you right away. Things like that. We're going to talk about E-Verify coming up in the next hour. If you think that gun control is a bad idea, and it is, how are you going to like it when they do work control? You got to have background checks and permission from the government in order to get a job. But, of course, welfare will remain a right. The jobs will become privileges. Let's go to Daniel in Virginia. Go ahead, Daniel. You want to talk about a GOP event that's coming up?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call there, and good morning to you.
Good morning. What's the event?
Yeah, the event is there's an article from the Washington Examiner on December 5th, 2017 by Anna Garatelli. I could be mispronouncing her last name.
Well, that's okay. We'll trust your source. Go ahead.
The title is title states that Trump will attend January retreat with House and Senate GOP in West Virginia. And it states how they're going to discuss legislative goals of 2018. And this year's trip is at the Greenbrier Resort in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, on January 31st through February 2nd. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure some of your cohorts there in the studio will probably find this article. It's not hard to find. It just states that's what it's titled. It's titled Trump Will Attend January Retreat with House and Senate GOP in West Virginia. And okay. It will give you details of that.
And that's where that's a hotel where they got the bunkers and so forth, Greenbrier. Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It has the bunker and and they do all sorts of other events, other than bunker tours and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, just thought I might run that by you and give you some heads up on that, because that's going to be coming up within next week sometime. I think January 31st is on a Wednesday and through Friday.
Okay, well, thanks for the update. We'll see what they do. They're going to have a lot to talk about, aren't they, if they don't get the government open? I hope that they're talking about how they're going to stop deferring and forcing the immigration law. That would be a great discussion to have. Release the memo and close the loophole in the immigration law. That's something that they have the power to do. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's the Real News. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking your phone calls. If you want to join the show, the number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. And we have on the line Joe Bannister, who we just talked to. Well, maybe it was a couple of weeks ago. Joe was a former whistleblower for the IRS, who was part of their criminal enforcement division, and he blew the whistle on the tax law. He is no longer a federal employee, but he wanted to speak about the government shutdown. Thank you for joining us, Joe. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, David. Well, I wasn't kidding. I'm a big fan. Listen just about every day to your show.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, yeah, you prompted some deep memories for me, and I think it was 1995, so over 20 years ago, when I was at the IRS. This was prior to my, you know, learning the truth about the income tax, but there was a government shutdown. I think Newt Gingrich was the Speaker of the House, and they literally shut down, and they, you know, they have to differentiate between essential and non-essential personnel.
And yeah, that was the longest one, I think, 21 days. And that they had Newt on the cover of Time magazine or something as the Gingrich who stole Christmas or something.
Yeah.
And they put it all on him. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was working then, and I was declared essential, which kind of made me feel good in a sense that, you know, had money laundering investigations and things that were really needed attention, you know, on a minute-by-minute basis. But anyway, I remember it was like 2-3 weeks long, and people were going to the beach and taking little mini vacations and
sure,
just having a blast. And there I was working, and I'm not, you know, not one to get mad or jealous at other people and what happens. But at the office, I was felt like the last man on earth. There's maybe 2 or 3 people in an office that would normally be bustling with 80 or 100 people.
Wow.
And, but, you know, everybody else was just having a blast. And then after the, you know, it finally was over, everybody got paid just the same. Mm-hmm. There was never any hiccup in the paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, you know, that's just an example I wanted to pass on about how there was essential, non-essential. 98% of them were considered non-essential for purposes of the shutdown. And, they all came back, still got their paychecks, but they were a lot more tan than I was.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I remember how the mainstream media was freaking out about that. It's the end of the earth, you know, because we have Newt Gingrich has unilaterally shut this down, and yet they won't really give the credit to Schumer on this. So we got a clip coming up here. Bernie Sanders And going back to the last shutdown, which is 2013, and Jake Tapper showed a clip of Bernie Sanders criticizing the GOP for shutting it down and goes, so isn't it hypocritical for you to do this? And Bernie Sanders says, well, Obama was president and the issue of the shutdown was Obamacare and Obama wasn't going to shut down Obamacare. Well, you know what? The issue that we have right here is immigration. And that was what got President Trump elected. Why should President Trump throw away the issue of immigration if Obama won't throw away Obamacare? But it's a great point that you made, Joe, about the federal employees who are on furlough. And that was the longest one you're talking about there, 1995. That was 21 days. If they can manage the cash flow by putting things on credit card, then they're going to get that money eventually. And I remember correctly, I think the people, if they had problems even with their home mortgage, of course, the banks are not going to foreclose on their house, or they gave them a grace period to not apply late charges and that sort of thing at the time, I believe, as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I remember, I know that the coworkers, I mean, people would bellyache. My coworkers would have bellyached if somehow there was even a one-day delay in their check. Mm-hmm. And there was, I don't recall any problems. And it was seamless for those who took a unplanned vacation and enjoyed themselves immensely. And they would call into the office and, you know, chide me. Hey, how's it going there, Joe? You know, working your butt off.
Well, you know, there's about 800,000 that they say are non-essential. And so many of us would say, well, then why are they there if they're non-essential? And if there's about 800,000 of them and there's 800,000 dreamers that it's worth it for Schumer to shut down the government for, these foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing here, then just give their jobs to the dreamers, because otherwise the dreamers are going to be taking our jobs and forcing us to work to pay for their college education and their K through 12 education and so forth. But that's a great story. And I think that really is the truth. Thanks for pointing that out, Joe. These people are going to get paid. They're getting a paid vacation right now. Just the only hardship is some deferred paycheck, if they can handle that. Let's go to John in Boston. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good to be on with you. Love InfoWars. Love the product. And
I think
the best way for President Trump to handle the memo is to read it on camera during the State of the Union, because it's the only way that he is going to get full coverage from all of the media outlets to get it out there. Otherwise, they're just going to, you know, push it under their carpet like they've been doing with all the other information. And it's going to end up just in an echo chamber. You know, we'll hear about it here. We'll hear about it on Hannity and Tucker Carlson. But, you know, CNN, MSNBC, they'll shy away from putting that information out there.
I think that's an excellent idea. I mean, you know, he could release it in a series of tweets, but it's a 4-page memo, so that could be pretty long. But, you know, I think that would get everybody's attention. I think that'd be great. You know, say, hey, this thing is shut down, and he could say, but let me tell you what the real government shutdown is. We've got a shadow government that has been trying to shut down this republic. I think that'd be a great way to handle it, and then read the memo of how the shadow government has been trying to shut down our republic. I think that's an excellent idea, John.
Thank you, David. Have a great day.
Well, thank you. All right, let's go to Brad in Louisiana. Go ahead, Brad. Thank you for holding.
You're welcome, Dave. Good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning.
I'm sure you're just about as battle fatigued over all of this as I am. I know that it's certainly getting old. And I see a commonality that occurs wherever there exists a semblance of power. It's just a phenomenon that permeates, you know, wherever there the power exists. And you see it in professional people, the medical profession, government agencies, and it's a God complex. You're above everybody else. You're taught they chose me. You're taught it's them who get addicted. It's them who have the diseases. It's them who have the problems. It's not me. And I begin to see a great similarity here in this God complex issue that's going on. And it has to be done away with, which is, of course, why the Founding Fathers wanted the regular average American to hold the seats of power in Congress and only for short periods of time. And this would extend to the president as well. But nonetheless, Sessions is exactly the opposite. You know, he's a virgin sent into a brothel. He don't know what's going on. He is absolutely clueless. He doesn't understand why this is all going on the way it does. And he's just simply something.
I agree with you. I think there's a lot of naivete on the part of Jeff Sessions. Like I pointed out, that discussion going back and forth with Leon Panetta. Leon Panetta was glib. He was arrogant. He was, you know, snide. Like, yeah, I might tell you. I'll talk to the UN. I'll talk to NATO. We might inform you. Oh, I can't believe you're saying that. You know, I think that's it's like a virgin going into a brothel. I really do believe that that's a lot of what's wrong with Jeff Sessions, but he should know better. He's a lawyer. He should know what the law is. Maybe, you know, he just doesn't care. I don't know, but he definitely, I think there is an element of naivete there. And when you're talking about power corrupting, you gave a great example of what happens to people. It's that elitist attitude, isn't it, Brad?
It is indeed, sir. It is indeed. To the point to where, just as a soldier will refrain from shooting someone else out of the fear of killing someone, I think the average shot rate in Vietnam was 52,000 rounds per one casualty of the enemy. Nonetheless, I say that only to say this. They used the term the military is not getting paid. They don't want to look into the eyes of the wife.
That's right. We're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, Brad. We'll be right back with more calls.
On the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine, and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking your phone calls. The number is 888-201-2244 if you want to join the show. Going to go back to our callers in just one moment. We're going to go to Candace, Daniel, Mary, Craig, and others. But before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have continued on our new products at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program and everything that we do here. Some of our newest products that came out, some of these came out in the fall, and then we got some others that just came out within the last couple of weeks. CellForce, 50% off. The Real Red Pill, 50% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. Also, Carnivore and Floor Life, 33% off. And our newest product that is really timely, because right now it's flu season, or flu-like season, as I pointed out before. The CDC's own statistics, even though they're telling everybody that all of the flu-like symptoms are the flu, as I pointed out last week, and you can go back and find that video on Real News with David Knight. I had John Rappaport as well as Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She went to their actual data and showed that only 12% of the 372,000 cases that were actually sent in to be tested actually tested positive. And that's the lowest number they've had in 19 years. So what is it that is making people sick with flu-like symptoms? What did the other 88% of the people have? The CDC sent out letters telling people, hey, if you see somebody sick with flu-like symptoms, identify it as the flu. You don't need to get it actually tested. But we don't really know what's going on with that. The bottom line is that you can do things to improve the health of your immune system. That is very vital. So take a look at our newest product, Immune Wall. It's now 25% off as part of its introductory price. Take a look at what's in that. Do your own research. Make your own decisions about your own health and the health of your family. I think it's a great way to make your immune system stronger rather than making it weaker, like what typically happens if you get a flu shot. They have things in there to weaken your immune system. That's why people typically then get sick right after that. But take a look at the products. We have many of our newest products as well as some of our older, more popular products massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. All right, let's go to Candace in Santa Maria. She wanted to call in about sanctuary cities and also about vaccines. Go ahead, Candace.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me on. I listen to your show every day. Awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling.
And T-shirt. So I live in a sanctuary city, Santa Maria, California, and we are rated number 10 in most violent cities in California. Mm. So here's the deal. We have four school bonds that we, the taxpayers, the homeowners, are paying for in our city. Now, they're putting up these portables all over our playgrounds to accommodate these incoming students that are undocumented.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, so my son has a vaccine injury. He has a diagnosis of autism. Mm-hmm. So one of the regional center employees told me that if my son were an undocumented immigrant, he would get all the services that were appropriate for him.
Wow. That's amazing.
Because we have a job, we have insurance, we play by the rules, we're paying for all this.
I'm so sorry to hear that about your son. But, you know, that is the thing that we see all the time. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. These undocumented immigrants, these children, and not you know, I think every child should be entitled to a good life. But
well, you know, they have, they give them preferential treatments, foreign citizens who come here, illegally trespassing, they get in-state tuition at universities. And our,
I know.
our American citizens don't. You know, and you're talking about the school bond issues that are there and the fact that you've got all these portable classrooms. Same thing is happening here in Texas. We have a massive number of foreign students that are here. They're here with pursuing their dream, we're told, by the Democrats. And yet, what was the American dream? The American dream was to have a home. And that American dream of having a home is being downsized or eliminated altogether because we have to pay taxes to support the free education of these people who come here for kindergarten through 12 and then get subsidized college tuition after that as well. It's just, it's wrong, but it's why Mexico subsidizes it. Sorry?
Every day these children get a free lunch, breakfast, dinner, and they get after school care. They get tutoring. Yeah.
And most of that is coming from your property taxes.
Right, and if you're not bilingual, you're not going to get a job around here.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. That is why this is an essential issue. That's why it was the issue that got Trump traction. It got Trump elected, and they really need to double down on this. You know, as I was saying earlier, Candace, Bernie Sanders was saying, yeah, you know, back in 2013, I was hammering the Republicans. I said it was foolish for them to shut down the government over Obamacare because Obama wasn't going to give up on Obamacare. Well, why do they think that Trump should give up or will give up on DACA? He shouldn't. He shouldn't. This is, they didn't even change the law. They just have decided that they're not going to enforce it. They deferred enforcement of the law. And under the Trump administration so far, they've been deferring enforcement of the law. But I don't really see why we have to shut down our dream and give better benefits to people who are foreign citizens criminally trespassing here. But as soon as they started to talk about shutting down DACA, the DACA, whatever you want to call it, you had the Mexican consulate here in Austin, Candace, putting up signs telling people where they were, that they need to come there for counseling and so forth. They are working in all these consulates in all 50 states. They're telling these people how to evade our laws because Mexico doesn't want to pay for the education or the welfare of their citizens. Are you there? Okay, I think we've lost Candace.
Yeah, and they don't even have to have insurance. If they get pulled over, you know, they don't have to have insurance for their vehicle. They don't go to jail. We would have our car impounded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get so many. Let's get back to the schools. Our schools, the facilities cannot handle all these students. So we have, you know, bathrooms, cafeterias. The kids are ushered in. They get 10 minutes to eat their lunch and they're out.
Wow.
So the next class can come in because they don't have any space.
So we get less in terms of services, and Americans get less, and they pay more.
Exactly. And then they sit, they stand on our corner and burn our flag.
Well, as I said before, you know, we've had immigrants who came to this country because they wanted freedom and because they liked the system that gave us all freedom. Now we have people who are coming here, and they just want free stuff, don't they, Candace?
They do, and I see these women, you know, waiting to pick up their kids, and they've got four or five kids, and they're pregnant, you know, and they just keep on draining our system, and we are paying for it.
That's right, yeah.
So
something
I
has to be
about
done.
SB 277 and our Democrats over here.
Sure, is that the mandatory vaccine bill?
Yeah, and how our privacy was violated.
Sure, go ahead.
The only way to get a vaccine exemption is to get a medical exemption from a medical practitioner or DO. And so we got our medical exemption and went to put my – we had homeschooled last year, and we went to put my daughter in school. She missed a friend. She wanted to go to school. So we go over there.
Hang on. Before you get into that, can you hang on through the break? Because we've got to take a break, and I'd like to pick up on the other side of this because it's very important for people to hear the story about vaccine mandates coming out of California. We've talked a great deal about that, Senator Pan and others. Can you hang on, Candace, through the break? All right. We're going to be right back with Candace and our other callers. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. look, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to callers. We had Candace on the line, and I wanted to hold over the break, and I think she has, talking about SB 277. That was the California bill to mandate vaccines and to use all kinds of penalties against people who did not get their kids vaccinated. And let's understand that when the government denies your ability to make decisions about your health care, that is one of the worst forms of tyranny you can have. All these people who are always saying, oh, I'm pro-choice, my body, my choice. And yet it's those same people who, even though they would choose and support the choice of killing a child that is capable of surviving outside of the mother, they will tell you that you don't have a choice when it comes to vaccines. They're not pro-choice for that at all, and they're not pro-choice for anything else. So I want to go back to Candace and get, she has to live in California. Tell us a little bit about your experience with this mandatory vaccine situation in California.
Yeah, so we went up to the Capitol to testify against SB 277, and you walk in there and you can smell our money. And then you go into the hearing room, and if your baby cries, they'll throw you out. So there were 1,700 people there to testify no for SB 277, while the pharmaceutical lobbyists lined the front row.
Yeah.
Okay, there were maybe, 700 of them, and most of them were medical students. They were practitioners. They were they worked for the health industry.
Mm-hmm.
So we were shut down straight away.
I remember when that happened. I remember people who were there and they said, no, you can't talk. Or they would give you just a couple of minutes to talk and then they just shut it down altogether. But I bet all the pharmaceutical people got to speak.
And I worked on my senator for months. And she went ahead and pushed it through anyway, even though there were, I educated her on the whole ordeal. There were 52 vaccines on the childhood schedule. I mean, that's to go to kindergarten.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, it's just insane. So,
well, the thing is, whether or not she agrees with you, it's not her choice. It's your choice. It's your kid. It's your body. And you should, they should respect your informed consent.
No, we have no voice in our legislative process here in California. Absolutely none.
Yeah.
I mean, so anyway, I'm on the SB 277 RICO case where we're going to take them down for not honoring their oath.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Well, good for you. Yeah, it is racketeering and corruption.
School.
Sorry?
Right. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I talked over.
Okay, so I went to enroll my daughter in school. And last year, Dr. Charity Dean, our county public health officer, put out a memo to all the schools that she wanted a copy of all the medical exemptions so she could counsel the doctors giving these medical exemptions. So it was a witch hunt.
Threaten them. Yeah, intimidate them.
So, in the student handbook on page 11, it says that if we don't want our private information shared, we have to call the public health department and let them know. Well, that's against the law.
Yeah, the default is no privacy.
The attorneys I talked to.
Pardon that's me? Amazing. I said the default is no privacy.
Right. So I take my daughter in. They give me the runaround. There's a DTAP or TDAP. Letters after my daughter's name. So they sent us over to the student center, which is, discrimination because we, they wouldn't give us our books or her schedule. So we go over there and I go into the director of student services office and he faxed. I had him sign a paper saying he wouldn't share my private information. And then right away he faxed over my daughter's medical exemption straight to county health.
Wow. Wow.
So we're going to
it's really awful. And it's very important for people to hear. I've got to move on to some other callers because I've got a lot of people that are stacked up here. But, thank you for calling in, Candace. And it's very important for people to hear because these things that start in California metastasize to the rest of the country, especially the ones that are under Democrat control. I mean, the California Democrats are now saying, oh, we want to take half of the money that was going to be cut from with the tax Trump plan, we want half of that to go to the state now. So they were saying it was nothing but crumbs, but they're going to fight you over those crumbs. That's the way that it is in California. It's absolutely amazing. But we got other people on the line. Let's go to Daniel in California. Daniel, you wanted to talk about the memo. Thank you for holding.
Hey, David, how are you?
Doing good. Thank you for holding.
No problem. First off, I want to thank you. Especially you for being the most tactful, I believe, of any of the announcers on InfoWars. And, you don't seem to rage like Owen and Alex sometimes.
Well, everybody's got a different personality, so.
Yeah. The reason I'm calling, though, is I'm curious about what the impact would be of the increased transparency from the release of that memo. I went to dinner last night
with my whole family, and my mom looked at my Hillary for prison T-shirt and rolled her eyes. I'm curious of what you think it would take to open the eyes of very, I don't want to use the term brainwashed, but accepted.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, that as they say, Daniel, you know, you can fool some of the people all the time or whatever. And I think that is the case. I mean, look at what we have with Ed Snowden. We had volumes of information that were very incriminating, where they were mocking the public for buying phones that were going to be used as Big Brother and so on and so forth. And yet there wasn't this big public outcry to do something about it. And I think there's so many people who are partisan that they're not going to, I mean, you could basically show a picture of Hillary Clinton, being caught red-handed doing, some kind of Clinton side. And I don't think that they would care or that they would believe it or they would excuse it some way, but it's important to do it nevertheless. There's always going to be people who are so partisan that they won't care. But I think there would also be people who would be flipped by that, who would see that, oh, wait a minute, what they were actually doing in this Russian investigation was projecting their crimes onto Trump and others and doing it in a way to overthrow the election, to essentially create a coup. That's what we've been saying, pointing out for a long time. And I think that these memos purportedly show that. I'm sure that there is evidence that is going to show us, because we've seen the bits and pieces of it. I mean, we haven't seen the actual document that says, so then I did this, but we have seen that in many ways in terms of the communications that are now starting to surface and so forth. And we saw it with James Comey, who said Hillary Clinton committed all of these felonies, but I'm not going to do anything about it. I mean, if that doesn't wake people up, I don't know what will. I mean, he confessed, he laid this stuff out, and as he was laying it out and started saying felonies, I was just, my jaw dropped. I turned to my wife and I said, he's going to come after her for committing felonies. And then he said, oh, but she committed felonies, but it's not in our interest to prosecute her. And then my jaw dropped again. And I said, do you realize what he just did? So I don't really know that it would really change the public perception of it, but I think it is important for the people who are in Washington to know that there will be consequences for their criminal actions.
Yeah, absolutely. I also would like a little instruction on how better to impact the young, because I speak with a lot of my son is 27. By the way, that's Daniel. I had him do all the preliminary for the phone call.
Oh, okay.
My name is Dave. But anyway, I don't have any knowledge of how to reach the younger generation as far as becoming more active in their civics, as being a more active role in the government.
Well, you know, the thing is that I think you have to give them a taste and a vision of freedom. Because the thing that was unique about America was the desire and the understanding of freedom. And I think one of the best ways to do that is to go back and, start with this. Go back and read the second inaugural address of Thomas Jefferson, where he says, we have eliminated all internal taxation by getting rid of useless offices so we can ask what farmer, what laborer, what mechanic knows a tax man. And if that doesn't do it for them, I don't know what will, because that really woke my eyes up. If you take the government back to a constitutional size, and if you develop a taste for freedom, that's the best we can do. Not try to control other people's lives. We'll be right back with your calls.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to get to as many callers as we can here in this last segment of the program. Let's talk to James in Florida. James, you had a comment about E-Verify. That's something I'm concerned about. How do you feel about it?
Hello.
Hey. Hey, James.
Yes. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Listen, thank you for calling.
I'm interested in your take on the E-Verify as being government control when we already have the Social Security number.
That's right. I'm very concerned about that. And that's being floated in the bill that's being put out by McSally, McCall, Goodlatte, Raul Labrador. They've introduced a border security legislation. They're calling it their compromise bill, Securing America's Future Act. And one of the things that they're saying, they're promising that it's going to make it easier to remove gang members. And in exchange for that, we're going to get E-Verify. And I looked at that and I thought, easier to remove gang members. Why can't you remove MS-13 gang members who have MS-13 tattooed all over their face and they know that they're here illegally? Why can't you remove them now? It's a lack of will. And we always get the controls. The American people get controlled, but the border doesn't get controlled. And that's my first problem with it. My other problem with it, James, is the fact that I don't think it's going to work for the same reason I don't think gun control works. Gun control doesn't work because criminals don't bother with getting permission and background checks. And criminal employers who seek to fund their business by importing cheap labor are not going to bother with these controls either if they're mandatory. And so for the same reason gun control fails, you're going to have work control fails. And I object to the idea that I have to beg the government to defend myself, or that they're going to turn work into a privilege while welfare remains a right. The problem that we have with the open borders is the fact that we have a welfare state. That was Cloward and Piven, who said, look, the way that we're going to take down the society so we can rebuild our socialist utopia is by having open borders and a very generous welfare state. And that's what they're doing, precisely what they're doing. I don't support open borders unless we could get rid of the welfare state. And that has to go first. And I don't want to see any kind of a compromise that promises some kind of protection for Americans, some kind of border security protection after we give amnesty. I've seen this happen many times before. And I don't want to see work become a privilege that is granted by the federal government. How do you feel about it, James?
Well, I totally agree with everything you're saying. But what I would like to know is if we can use the E-Verify, not to put it to any compromise or anything, but just verify a person's Social Security card was also help in this identity theft that was running rampant, and force the Social Security Department to, drain the swamp there.
What they're saying is that Social Security numbers, there's a lot of fake Social Security numbers floating around.
We have to get
into more and more biometric measurements.
No, I'm not giving up my finger. Somebody's not going to cut my finger off to get access. I was in high security telecommunications jobs in which I had to give all sorts of biometric stuff. And it reminds me of that James Bond movie where they took the guy's eye out.
That's right.
The atomic bomb.
That's right.
Biometrics don't work. I'm just saying that E-Verify would at least help honest employers against the false identities that are abundant in this country. And there's got to be, as you said, decent people in the line, in the normal line forces of our democracy, being the FBI. Not all of them are corrupt.
What they need to do, James, before they start imposing controls on Americans, what they do is they impose controls on California government officials, the sanctuary cities, the sanctuary state, who are out there. You had the California Attorney General threatening up to a $10,000 fine for people if they reported illegal immigrants to immigration control, to ICE. And so they are, you've got government officials who are facilitating breaking the law here. And so I think that they need to go after them first. I think they need to ramp up the penalties on businesses who employ illegals. But go after the people who are deliberately shutting down this process first before you impose more controls on me, more identification on me, more privileges that I have to beg from Washington for the privilege to work. Thanks, James. I'm going to run to the other callers right now because we've got very little time and they've been waiting for a while. Let's go to Mary in Austin. You want to talk about cutbacks? Go ahead.
Hello,
Mary, you're on.
Hi. I'm not in Austin, but that's okay. I know you don't have a lot of time. Listen, okay. It's not right about the soldiers and things and police not getting their money. Now, David, you're as old, I think I'm older than you, but you're in my age group, and you had a business. Now, stick with me for a second. If you hired somebody to do a job and they didn't get it done in a month, wouldn't you just fire them?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So why don't we shut down all the programs that we've been funding since the 50s and the 70s? You know, like I saw, like cancer research, 50 years and no cure. You guys are incompetent. We're going to fire all of you, and we'll put some smarter people in there. And
or maybe the war on drugs. They've been doing that for 47 years.
You don't have to affect anybody. No old people have to be affected. The programs still stay. But you're getting rid of all these incompetent people. I mean, look at all those programs from the 70s. Dolly. What happened with Dolly? I mean, that was amazing, but we never heard anything else. If you haven't done anything, shut it down. Why are we funding money to these things that haven't been producing anything? And President Trump with his mission to Mars thing? Hey, President Trump, that's been going on since the 50s.
Yeah, I agree. There's so many different programs that are out there. I agree. But that's not even what they're trying to shut the government down for. I mean, Chuck Schumer and all these guys, they want to spend money on all this stuff, but they're shutting the government down so that they can give amnesty and a path to citizenship for the DACA recipients because they need the voters. They've already put the memos out and said, we're dead as a political party unless we can bring in some foreign citizens who buy into this socialism. And that's going to be even more spending because they're going to bring these people in from a foreign country that don't want to see a smaller government. They're going to hand feed them in the schools at our expense so that they recognize the government as their mommy and daddy. I mean, that's really what we're looking at. They're not even talking about cutting back any expenses. Nobody even cares about the deficit anymore.
Well, I'm thinking more about the stock market and you needing all those government cutbacks to stabilize the market. And the stock market is more important than the DACA people. But if you want to know about the DACA people, this is what you do. You end funding to Monsanto, chemtrails, and fluoride. And then you take all that money and you supplement the farmers and the old farmers that had those farms and you put it all towards organic food. And then with the supplemental money, those farmers can raise the wages and put it over to,
No, I agree, but you got a lot of big business, a lot of big agri, a lot of big pharmaceutical companies. They basically own these people. Thank you, Mary. Let's go. I got a couple more people on. I wanted to get to them. They've been holding for a while. Let's go to Craig in Virginia. Craig, you want to talk about the shutdown?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I got you, Craig. Go ahead.
Oh,
thanks.
All right. How you doing? It's
doing good.
Good to talk to you, David.
Well, thank you for waiting.
Always. I'd wait for you anytime here, David. I got a question for you, and I'd like to make another point. I called the other day, and I was part of the first annual People's Choice Awards, and I hadn't heard anything else about it. But I got another point that I didn't bring up the other day, and this is important. There was one article, Yahoo reported an AP article about Trump is also going to invade Mexico.
Trump is going to invade Mexico. Well, I'm not sure. I hadn't seen that article.
Well, that was back in, I believe, January. It was like the January 26th one where they said the whole entire State Department had resigned.
Well, I'm not sure. I haven't seen that article. But, quite frankly, one of the biggest problems that we've got in Mexico is the violence that we have there. And I think in a way we already have invaded them with our war on drugs. That's what's created these cartels that have escalated the violence there where they're killing each other in the most brutal ways. And that violence is going to come into this country. Already has. MS-13 has followed even illegal immigrants who came across the border to escape that violence because we have no control over the border. We have no control or ability to stop MS-13 from coming across. And then these same drug cartels that we have created with the war on drugs, then do these heinous crimes of, immigrants all the way up into Long Island and New York. I mean, they've gone all the way through the country. And so they were scattered throughout the country. But, all right. Thank you, Craig. I want to get to Sue in Kansas because we've got just a couple minutes left. Actually, we don't. I'm so sorry, Sue. We're out of time. Give us a call back. Sorry we couldn't get to you. That's it for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining us. And I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.